Mornings with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Honestly, it's because late great Benji Wilson, Simeon legend. He wore 25, and I know after he passed away, a lot of the guys wore 25 at Simeon. Obviously, me being an Arizona Wildcat, Steve Kerr wore 25 here too. So, just paying homage to them two guys. My uncle played with Benji; he was one of his best friends. So when he told me about the story when I was like 10 years old, it really moved me. And when they asked me what I wanted, because obviously I couldn't pick number 4, it was like, yeah, let's go 25.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That, of course, is the voice of Daylan Terry, the number one draft pick for the Bulls, the 18th overall selection. And he was in town being introduced yesterday. And God, he made a great, great introduction for himself. Just really made an impression. And part of it was honoring Benji Wilson and one of the great stars at Simeon High School, and tragically shot down on the cusp of his senior season. We are delighted to welcome in Victor Mason. He is the aforementioned uncle who filled in Daylan Terry all the information about Benji Wilson, and a native Chicagoan out in the Phoenix area, where he's kind of an Irish uncle, I believe, to the Bulls' number one pick. Victor, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning, Chicago. I'm excited. So,
you know, I got to tell you, I got a job when I was in college. I went to Loyola, and I covered high school sports, and I got to see Benji Wilson play. And I saw him play at Englewood High School. I think that was the first byline I ever had in the paper. And I was at the game against Farragut where they lost that game, the only loss they had the year they won the state title. Just extraordinary. You know, Bob Hambrick was the coach, and Benji Wilson was an amazing talent, a classmate of yours, a guy you knew well. And I can't tell you how moving it was for anybody that was a Hoops fan back in the day, anybody that had the privilege of seeing Benji Wilson play, to see that tribute made. There were many tentacles to the story, but that was just glorious.
Yeah. And I was totally surprised. I was not aware that he was going to select that number. I think he just told me, last Saturday or Friday, he mentioned, I think it was Saturday, he told me he was going to do that. And I was just, you know, kind of brought to tears, because, you know, you talk to your kids and you talk to young individuals about, you know, what you've done in the past and your association with people and stories to help them, you know, to avoid some of the obstacles and stay focused and help them reach their dreams. And when you talk to somebody at that young of an age, you don't realize how that can resonate and stay with them. And for him to go full fold and to, you know, remember that and bring that up and do that tribute has just meant so much to me.
And Victor, you're in Phoenix now and you have a relationship with the Terry family, but you're from Englewood and you're from Chicago. And so you grew up here, and just when you talk to Daylan about your relationship with Benji Wilson, what did you tell him, and how far back do you go?
I go back probably to my time, probably beginning of our senior year during that time frame. That was probably the biggest recruiting period for him. I remember Billy Tubbs coming to the school. Remember Joey Meyer. I mean, we had all kind of coaches coming, you know, throughout the school. And I was friends with him. His locker was next to mine. We went to lunch quite often. We were in class together. And I explained to Daylan, just my small conversations with him. And I do recall him telling me about his visits to George Raveling's camp and how they kind of talked about philosophies, you know. And I think one of the quotes he always had, if it is B, it's up to me. And I just kind of reminded him of, you know, what a good player he was. And more so the philosophy. I think a lot of kids have the physical tools, but a lot of them don't have the mental makeup. So I've always tried to instill mental preparation and visualization to help them, you know, reach whatever goals they're trying to help. And that helped me become successful in the endeavors I took, just that small conversation. You're talking about two kids who are 17 and 16 sitting there talking about stuff that, in Chicago, talking to some friends, you know, that would be kind of taboo. You know, we had to be tough, but it was just a good relationship that we had to have, you know, real serious conversations.
It's you know, it's pretty wild because we look at Dalen, and I don't think anyone projected him to be the Bulls draft pick at 18. And most of the draft stuff that I went back and looked at had him going in the 20s. I mean, obviously he's a very capable player, but he's been described as kind of a glue guy, which means, again, I don't think he's like the superstar, give me the ball. He's the guy that fills in all the blanks, that does everything. And you know, we talked to Sean Miller, who said when he recruited him, he said that, you know, he coached him for a year, and he believes that if you line up all the players he had, he was the biggest competitor, the most competitive player. And part of that is being able to subjugate your personality, your will to score, whatever it is, and share the ball and pass the way he does and do all the little things. Was he always that kind of player?
I believe so. Even from, you know, sixth grade on, I mean, in between that window there, he's always just had that energy and passion. And those are things that you can't necessarily teach. I mean, a couple of tournaments we played before, he wants to guard the best player on the court. And that was at times when he played with me and he played at middle school. He's always wanted to guard the best player. And from the perspective of being a team player, I mean, I think at Hillcrest at one point in the season, I think he was in top in the country in assists. So, I mean, that alone shows you his ability to make others better and just make the right play. And I kind of view, you know, I grew up in that 85 era, you know, he kind of reminds me of that Scottie Pippen a little bit. And when Scottie came into the Chicago area, long, lanky, active, so much potential. Then he reminds me a little bit of Lonzo Ball because of that pace, getting out, moving the ball. So I just think he's just an infectious player who just loves the game. And it translates to the court, and also translates when he's off the court. When you guys probably have met him, and when you walk in, he sees you, he gives you this big smile. It's just so energetic and radiant, and you just kind of fall in love with that. And that's just him being Dalen.
And Dalen, after his workout before the draft with the Bulls, told his agent, "This is where I want to be. This is where he felt most comfortable." Just curious, because of your connection with the family and certainly your background being a Chicagoan, did he share that with you? Were you secretly hoping and thinking that on draft night, boy, it would be nice if he fell to 18. Boy, it would be great if this dream came true.
I did. You know, that would have been, you know, a little selfish per se. I think it was just more so finding the right fit for him and that really wanted him, you know, and saw his potential and where he could be. I think that was my most desired place for him. And then when it was announced when they made that call, when I was sitting over there by him, and then he, you know, he's kind of stepped out and talked, that's when the excitement kicked in. It just became unbelievable at that point. Just all this would come full circle between my relationship with him and then my connection to Chicago, Inglewood, and to Simeon, and all those things. It just made it even, you know, more so gratifying.
And we should mention, just for our listeners, that Dalen wore number 4 in high school for Hillcrest Prep and obviously at Arizona as well. And that number is retired for Jerry Sloan.
Right.
So he had to choose a number other than number 4. And, you know, he knew Steve Kerr had gone to Arizona. Obviously, we all know Steve Kerr wore 25 right for the Bulls. And the Benji Wilson tribute, it moved me, man. I mean, I really thought that is a beautiful thing. Derrick Rose obviously wore number 25. It means something to people from Simeon. And, you know, as I recall, Benji was buried in that uniform. And that's really, it's an extraordinary story. And you must feel great to be kind of a big part of it here.
Oh, yeah. It's words cannot describe how I feel. And the first time I see him put that jersey on in Vegas, I'll probably kind of shed a tear there just for the memories of all the things I've seen, to see him to get to that point, and the number itself is just breathtaking.
It's just a gesture, but it's not just a gesture.
Right.
Do you think he realizes the gravity and the enormity with which what he did yesterday, to what it meant to so many people that he's never met yet, that are seeing him for the first time and now have become a big Dalen Terry fan?
You know, I talked to him last night. I think he's really, you know, understanding, like, wow, this is really, really big. But I think he did it because his desire to, you know, to be great and tribute, it wasn't anything that he was just trying to, you know, get publicity. He really is just passionate about basketball and making a difference on the court and off the court. And it's just, this shows, and that number selection is a great tribute to Chicago and all the things that are going on. So now you have a number that's coming back that brings some joy to the city, and we need that today.
Yeah, our executive producer said this morning, everyone go out and buy one. Buy the jersey. I think it would be a great gesture.
Absolutely. Like I said, you guys are getting a great person, great player, and over time, I think you'd be really excited to the things that he can do and help Chicago be a winner.
That's great stuff. Hey, Victor, thank you. We appreciate your time, and obviously it speaks volumes about you that you've influenced this kid. You're not his actual uncle, right? But you are his uncle, and we all have guys like that in our lives. It's a great story, and we really appreciate you jumping on.
Thanks, Victor.
No, I'm honored you guys have me on. I appreciate you guys. Have a great day. Take care.
That is Victor Mason. He is an uncle to Daylon Terry.
He is an uncle to Daylon Terry. He is a big part of the young man's life and always has been. And just an interesting sidelight, Molly, talking to him last night. He is a mentor himself. He's in the insurance business. And one of the insurance agents that he mentored is a former college teammate of mine at Ball State.
Is that right?
Yeah, and it turned out to be a small world. And just hearing him talk now and hearing him talk last night, he is one of these guys. He's a former coach as well.
Yeah.
And you can just tell him you can just envision him sharing the story of Ben Wilson with a 10-year-old Daylon Terry as the story goes, and then that having an effect and that meaning something. And you heard what it meant to Victor Mason. So that is just a cool bit of symmetry there.
Yeah, no question about it. Symmetry, if you will.
Oh, God. I see what you did there.
God help us all. All right. what are we doing now?
Transition.
I think
we've first,
got...
We have transition next, but let me remind you what today really is, Molly. Today, also, the Chicago Wolves are celebrating their fifth Calder Cup championship with a rally at Allstate Arena. Meet the players. Get your picture taken with the team and with the cup. Doors open at 4:30. Let's go, Wolves.
Celebrate a winner, ladies and gentlemen. Do it. It's Molly and Haw at Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.